Yeah, welcome back to O'Donnell Park here, and both sides are congregating on the 45 facing into the clubhouse end of the field. It is free kicks here, Maureen, I believe. Five efforts on both sides then, sudden death of that there finish this level. From a Donegal sense, anyway, Maureen, and at this level, this is probably pretty historic, is it? I don't think you've ever been involved in anything like this.
No, I think this is the first occasion for this to be ever happen, you know, in a championship final in ladies football. So a real spectacle delight here for the spectators in the stadium here this evening. A first time, you know, but just talking of that before we talk about, let's sum up the last, the period of extra time. It was all Glenfinnan in the first half of extra time, and then it was all Termon in the second half. Glenfinnan actually didn't score. Termon didn't score in the first half of extra time. Glenfinnan didn't score in the second half of extra time. So, like, you know, as we anticipated going into this game, it was going to be tit for tat, and it certainly has, and it has been a real race to the finish line for both teams. They're both wrecked, and I have to say that, you know, credit where credit's due. Both teams have given us an entertaining evening of football here. They've given everything to the jersey. They've won out defeat. When the final whistle went at the end of extra time, they were all lying on the ground, you know. They were just so, like, whatever way it goes this evening, you know, they're both very, very worthy winners, you know, at the end of it. Like, it's a cruel way to go out. It really is. And it really depends on the caliber of shooters you have now at this stage.
Well, it's a novel way, an exciting way to win it. But as you said, it's a pretty shattering way to lose it. But as we've seen at certain stages today, you know, Ace Marks woman, you know, the likes of Karen Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin had bother there simply because I guess it's been such a hard game to play, and, you know, the energy level spent. So, you know, you can't just bank on those girls either. Looking through both team sheets here, you know, you're looking at the likes of the Karen Guthries, the Yvonne Boners, maybe the Katie Hearns, you see the Granny Houstons, you know, comfortable kickers. Is it an observation on my part that's maybe right or wrong that maybe they jump out of the team sheets a wee bit more, you know, easier than maybe they do in the Termon one?
Yeah, listen, you know what, I think when you're looking at it, like, you know, if you look at the display or the spread of scores there for Termon this evening, Evelyn McGinley got a point, Rosie McCafferty got a point, Kira McGarvey got a point, but like 11 scores coming from Geraldine McLaughlin. And the sad thing is, from a tournament perspective here this evening, Geraldine can only hit one of those balls now out there this evening, I think. And it's the same. You're right in what you say. You've got Karen, Yvonne, Kitty, you know, you've got more of a choice. Although, like, looking at the shooters for I see Rosie McCaff stepping up here. I definitely expected her to take the first, or maybe take one of the Termon ones. Kieran McGarvey will take one, Geraldine will take one, maybe Jodie will take one. You have Karen, Yvonne, Kitty, Grania, maybe Gemma Glack, and I anticipate taking
this
one.
This looks
on the
so simple here, Maureen. There's two white flags in the middle of the D. It's what you would call a gimme maybe sometimes, but Rosie McCafferty gets the first point and raises the first flag for Termon. Good start for them.
Yeah, good start for them. And I mean, the first one up is always maybe the most pressure is on the first kicker, because you want to start off by getting a score on the board and maybe getting that wee bit of momentum.
Here comes Glenfinnan's banker, Karen Guthrie.
Interesting enough, she stays behind the line a good bit too as well. And the crowd is just dead silent here in the stadium.
It's exciting, Maureen.
Yeah. Here we go.
She nails her turns and jogs away before it even clears the crossbar. She knew it was good, Maureen.
Yeah, you know, like, look, she's an avid free taker, and probably the only left-footed one we'll get. And here comes, you know, Geraldine McLaughlin now to take her score. Right up to the flags on this occasion, and it has a bit of just stepping back.
Be interesting. I mean, you'd probably be very careful not to cross that line there, Maureen, because you can see Siobhan Coyle stationed there to make sure that you don't breach that there line. I don't even know what the rule would be if you did. Would it be a retake, or would it be a penalisation?
Yeah, I think that it just would be dismissed.
Yeah.
You know, struck out.
This is like being at the golf, Maureen. Lobs it over, and it's good from Geraldine McLaughlin. Second successive conversion from Termon.
Yeah, and you know, maybe going first is tough, but you know, when you have two scores on the board and then you're going up to level it up, that is a pressure kick.
Just looking here now, the number on the back of this Glenfinnan kicker.
I think it's number, it's number 18. Who
18 is Jamie Lee Mahan.
Jamie Lee Mahan.
And she's undercooked it, Maureen.
Oh, yes, that it just is, dropped yeah, into the net. Yeah. So, yeah, listen, it's a big call from Glenn Finn at that stage. You know, that was a real pressure kick. We've Rosh and the Yankee going up here now. A
this
lot of experience
excellent
as well.
Opportunity for Terman to really turn the screw now.
Absolutely. But as you say, like, this looks dead simple. But, you know, it's the kicks that you have time on, the kicks that are dead in front of goal, the ones that seem the easiest are the hardest.
Experience Roisin Yankee here. Roisin Frill, she on that right foot there, one step back, and she lobs it over perfectly there, yep. Maureen. That's a third successive conversion. Yep. Were you a little bit surprised that it wasn't maybe an Yvonne Bonner? As hindsight, the foresight of you know what, like maybe they're saving Yvonne for that pressure, fourth or fifth, but they mightn't get there.
Well, here we go now. Yvonne stepping up now at this stage, and maybe there was a shuffle.
They need this. They need this, Maureen.
Absolutely need this here to stay in the game, you know. Terman will be, you know, a lot more relaxed there, but this is probably an easy kick as well from Yvonne.
Yvonne Bonner puts plenty on that there, yeah, and she easily dissects the poach to move Glenfinn on to two from three. Fourth effort here now for Glenfinn. Who is coming up? For Terman, it's 15. It's Jody McFadden.
Jody McFadden.
We talked about that switch of her coming back on as well, more in this, you know, for the likes of this.
Yeah, listen, and probably they were looking ahead at that stage too. This, you know, it was a strategy.
Confident run up. She has that routine of hers as well. Pretty confident looking, and that's right between the posts.
Yeah, that's just going to give them
Jody McFadden converts a fourth successive free for Terman.
The pressure's on here now, and Gemma Glacken, as I anticipated, steps up as well as one of the kickers for Glenfinn. Katie Hearn probably still to come out there, maybe Grania Houston, but they still trail by that. They trail by two now, doesn't
Gemma Glacken, another substitute for Terman. Interesting, a second one that's taken this here kick. Came into the fray in the second half. Is she going to nail this here?
She does.
I think she has.
I think she does, yeah.
It's good from Gemma.
I'd anticipate Kieran McGarvey maybe stepping out now. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. 13 for Terman.
This
Kieran
is a
McGarvey.
Pressure kick now. This really determines what's going to happen now at this stage. I think if Kieran McGarvey scores this, I think that's Terman.
It.
Yeah. So it's a pressure kick. Will she be able to do it?
Can't she hold her nerve here? As we said, it looks so simple there, Maureen. I think I could even go out and kick one myself. It seems that simple, but pressure is a strange thing. But she's done
it. And Terman had to see you're going to go.
McGarvey has won it for Terman in a free kick shootout, the likes of which we've never seen before. Terman are ecstatic. Glenfinn are on their knees. Maureen, you have to feel for Glenfinn there, and you especially have to feel for young Jamie Lee Mahan. That's pretty cruel.
Yeah, listen, as I said, this will be a devastating way to go out, Frank, for any team that have really gone out there and given their all this evening. It came down to the kickers. You'd have to question Glenfinn's strategy ascending, you know, Jamie Lee McMahon up at that stage, maybe not sending out the likes of Yvonne McMonagall, but this is a new thing for managers. This probably wasn't anticipated going into today's game. Devastating blow and a devastating way to go out on Glenfinn's behalf. Terman will be super, super happy, but like, you have to give them time now. Those five spots, they were super composed. You know, they took on the players, Jody McFadden and Kieran McGarvey, and deep into extra time there, and probably foreseeing the probability of these kicks happen. And, you know, it's a super way to win for Terman. They'll be delighted at the end of it. But, you know, listen, come here.
What does it mean for Terman? I mean, Glenfinn, we're going for three in a row there. Obviously, Terman has stopped the rut. They're taking a senior championship back to the Burn Road. I mean, that there is massive, because they were underdogs today. I was told that Glenfinn, you know, pound for pound, had a wee bit more on Terman. But Terman dug it in. They dug it out. It wasn't easy even during the regulation 60 minutes. That first period of extra time. 3 points on the trot as well. You know, it looked like Glenfinn had the measure, but Terman never threw in the towel. The management team there of Andy and Shamie O'Connor, you know, Ava Connor, they must be extremely proud of how they responded there at certain stages in that today.
Yeah, listen, they never stopped, they never give up. Didn't matter how far down there. We spoke of probably the turning point today in Glenfinn's, perhaps, was the super save by Sonia O'Connor, and we thought things changed. Glenfinn went up the field and put a few scores on the board. Tierman came back to draw it, going into extra time. But it was all Glenfinn in the second half. And we said that those 3 points would probably stand to Glenfinn, the goal difference between the sides. It looked going into the second period of half of extra time that in fact Glenfinn were in the driving seat at that stage. But Tierman, they worked hard. You have to give it to Shannon McLaughlin at that stage, the number 10. She turned over a severe amount of ball out in the middle of the
field. It was two or three in a row that she got her hands on, which was pretty impressive.
Oh, absolutely. At a critical time in the game, you know, for to have those turnovers. We said that turnovers would win games today. The team that made the less mistakes out there, the won game today. You know, it was everything that we anticipated from a final between Glenfinn and Tierman out there today. Another brilliant final 2 years in a row. Glenfinn will be devastated losing out. But as I said to you, both teams put on a fantastic display of football out there today, Frank. You have to give them credit. You know, Glenfinn maybe just didn't get over the line with that kick in the end. Jamie Lee McMahon will be absolutely devastated, but you can't put it all on her shoulders. That's the kind of pressure kicks. We've seen our big kickers like Karen out there today missing.
At different times
missing. That's the pressure that a final brings.
Before we break away and get some reaction here as well, Maureen, just in relation to that free kick spectacle at the end, a new experience, but I mean, you could cut the tension with a knife. The decibel levels went right down. It was like being at Augusta. It had a golf field to it. Really respectable for everybody hitting their shots. You could have been at the Crucible with a snooker, but it was really exciting.
You know, and that's really what I talked about. It was a real spectacle for spectators out there again. You mentioned the word respect. The crowd had respect for those players out there today and the entertainment value that they provided out there today. And it was just really, really nice to be a part of, Frank. You know, it was the first time that it happened here, you know, where they went to you know, this sort of devastating blow of penalties, as they say. Penalty shootout, you could call it, but a free take shootout at the end. And as I say, it was just a fantastic thing to be a part of. Obviously, Glenfinn won't be feeling that out there today, but Tierman, on the other hand, always has to be a winner and a loser, and that's the disappointing thing. But Tierman will be looking to bring this form now into Ulster. They've a quarter final at home as well, so great advantage going into Ulster now, having a quarter final at home. They play against the Cavan Championship on the 23rd now of this month, and Tierman will be looking to take that form and build on it in Ulster.
Yeah, great to see Brenton Boyle here down in front of us as well from the Ardra Club. Of course, the Ladies Senior Championship, named after the late Donna Boyle Dunyan, and he'll do the honours here of presenting the cup to the one in Tierman captain. It had finished 111 to 14 points after extra time. It went to a shootout from free kicks, and it is Tierman that have got over the line 5-4 there. Maureen, we'll get some reaction, but we'll hand it back to the studio from here on in.